Name me a great man who ain't it lately.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
So you see, Leon, you ought to be working right now to get the kind of job that takes you way on past just making a living. A man ought to have satisfaction out of his job, and when he walks down the street, you know, he'd hold his head up.
But oughtn't you make some money first, Mr. Jesse, before you get all that satisfaction?
Well, now, Leon, man does not live by bread alone. I seen that in a movie.
Sam, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we's talking about jobs.
That's right, Leon. Now, people like, great poets and politicians and well diggers, now they just think about a job well done. They don't think about money.
Well, I sure admire them folks, but I need some money.
You see, Leon, that's an example of small thinking.
We've got to eat, Mercy Jesse.
I'm trying to talk to you about a mountain to something, having a goal in life. And you can't think about nothing but eating.
Jesse, now, our preacher said Sunday that if it's impossible to be a great poet or a politician or a well digger unless you've had something to eat lately.
Sam, I was talking. What's the use? I can't get either one of you to be serious. I'm going to the bank.
He seemed to be real mad about something, didn't he, Sam?
Yeah, he did, Leon.
Well, what do you reckon it was that he was mad about?
Well, I don't know, Leon. He was trying to help you, he claimed, and I was trying to help him help you, and it didn't seem like you wanted to be helped, and he didn't appreciate my trying to help him help you, and, Leon, he's always accusing me of adding confusion to things.
Well, I sure don't understand that.
I was trying to help Leon, and whenever you get involved, it's just impossible to help both of you at once.
I don't need no help.
Sam, I didn't mean that. Well, you ought to...
I just trying to help Leon, too,
Sam,
like
you can't help a man in two directions at once.
Well, I never understood that. Now,
Sam, you got to learn before you can teach.
When did that come about?
Oh, me.